Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, I've been under various embargoes to talk about this, frankly, in a way that will clear things up. But we're going to dive in head first to the whole PS5 storage thing, because as of yesterday, it started leaking that the actual storage size is 667 gig. And obviously, they're advertising the PlayStation 5 as 825 gig. And so I just wanted to literally post up photos of exactly what size the PS5 is. Because they're true, the PS5 storage size is 667.2 gigs, which is almost 200 gigs less than what they're advertising it as.
I didn't want to believe this, Scott Telford, when the rumors came out. I think it was a few weeks ago as well. Like, this has been a rumor that's like shown up time and time again. I did not want to believe, because hard drive space is it shouldn't be such a big deal, but it is a big deal, especially if you're used to, say, the original PlayStation 4, the original Xbox One from 2013. Like, you must be having an absolute nightmare trying to play Call of Duty Warzone on there alongside a bunch of other games, because as the years have gone on, the games have gotten bigger. And it feels like developers just don't know how to compress their file sizes at all. And it's got to this point where you can only have a few games installed on your machine at once, which might not sound like a big deal, but it just constantly removes you from that accessibility that the rest of sort of like the system seems to be aiming for. Like, both Sony and Microsoft are barreling ahead on the idea that you're getting into games faster than ever before. You can suspend them. The SSD loads things in, and yet that only really works for the select few games that you can have installed on your machine at any given time. And for as someone who is very indecisive and like skipping between games quite a lot, for me personally, that is not ideal.
Well, I mean, considering that, like, obviously this was a big talking point back in 2013, the idea that, you know, with like expanding file sizes, where we're going to, like you said, increasingly be able to keep less of them on our systems. You would think that at the start of this generation, it would be straight out the gate with like 1 or 2 terabytes or something like that. But no, I mean, yeah, the console storage for the PS5, 667.2, when you like look at the breakdown, obviously you've got games and apps and media, saved data. The other is 21.34, which is like the system's OS. Although when you go on that, it does give you a little message that says that that storage space is reserved for system data needed for games and apps to work properly. And the amount of space reserved depends on how your console is being used. So I don't know if there's ways that they can optimize it going forward, but it's because that's a far cry from on the Xbox Series console side, where the OS is closer to, it's over 100 gig, at least right now it is. I don't know if that'll change with different reviews and stuff. But to get the Xbox OS working lightning quick, it's a hell of a lot more than the PS5. But Xbox's side is also a lot bigger in terms of overall storage, with their expandable memory and stuff like that, which the PS5 has options for those things, but I just think that out the gate, it's not enough to tick the box of, you know, they've solved the problem from last gen or the generation that's ending right now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was hoping for at least close to 1 terabyte in pure sort of storage space, which would have been really enjoyable, especially considering, you know, the games that you want to get at launch. You want to be able to have all of them available to you to be able to flick between, like I said. And I think this is compounded by the fact that it doesn't seem like anywhere that the games themselves are being better optimized for the storage space. Like, I think it was announced that Call of Duty Cold War, whilst it's not going to be the ridiculous rumored 200 gigabyte install that I saw online the other night, it's still going to be a hefty chunk. I think it's 133 gigabytes, which is, you know, mad. And that will probably, presumably, get bigger over time as content is added to the Battle Pass, or we get like a Warzone integration or something. Like, this is the base file size that will probably increase as time goes on. And that's a hefty chunk of your launch space, which, again, it sounds very much like a 1% sort of problem to not have enough space for all of these things, but it sucks when I'm on the PlayStation 4 right now, like trying to install a new game, and I'm looking for apps to delete. Like, that's when I get really frustrated, because I'm like, why do I have to delete Spotify again just to install this other game so I can have it alongside GTA? Like, why am I making these sacrifices in 2020?
The PS4 as well had that stupid OS thing where you had to free up the amount of space it would take for twice the file, because if it needs to be updated, it needs to duplicate the file, update another version, and then it deletes the original one. So if you were updating something like Red Dead 2 or Call of Duty or anything that was sizable, you needed to free up like 200 gigs, or that went, it was the case with every game, that it had to free up twice as much, which was just a stupid decision. And I guess I don't know anything about, obviously, the way the system's put together, so maybe that's the only thing they can do, but I just, stuff like that is insane. I also think that, as a wider point, just, you know, growing up with this sort of technology and increasing file sizes and things like that over time, how many more times is it going to be the case where something is advertised with a massive file size, but when you actually get it home, it's just not that? And once you start Googling it, it's like, oh, well, you know, the way that like data is counted on a system level means that actually it's less than what they're advertised. It's like, well, it's kind of false advertising. Like, you're advertising a system as 825 gig in the PS5's case, and that's not the case when you get it home. Like, how much longer can that go on before those two numbers have to be exactly the same?
Yeah, I mean, there's always sort of an element that I feel like people sort of understand that there will be some spillage. Like, that's not going to be purely sort of the storage that you get when you bring it home. But I feel like this in particular feels like much lower than what people might have been expecting. And again, like, people like me and you who know this information beforehand can make informed decisions, but then you have to think about, you know, the parents getting this for Christmas, and then the kid maxes out the hard drive and they want to buy this additional hard drive, which costs a lot of money, especially, you know, in Microsoft's case where they've got like the little plug-in hard drive spaces. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not cool, and I don't really necessarily like it all that much.
The other thing as well is, very recently on the PlayStation 4 side, it was like Last of Us Remastered, Until Dawn, various titles have been receiving very late in the day patches right on the cusp of the generation that reduce their file sizes all the way down, and sort of, you know, optimize them for loading and stuff like that. So it's like, well, clearly part of the dev process now is, you know, focused on reducing file sizes. And I kind of wonder if that's just something that is maybe viewed as like a luxury. It's something that you just don't prioritize earlier in development because you're so busy getting every other part of the game together. To the point where, you know, across the next generation or the one that's about to start, I kind of have to imagine that optimization of file sizes will become a bigger deal, because stuff like Call of Duty is just ludicrous. Like, it's like you said, it's launching with 130 gigs, which is obviously like straight up like a sixth of your entire PS5's memory, or like, you know, a seventh or whatever it is, eighth or something of the Xbox. And just either we're going to accept that and just kind of go, okay, I guess the game is big enough, it's detailed enough, whatever it is, where that feels natural. But where does it stop, Josh Brown, is my question.
Well, I have a question for you, and I'm not sure if you can actually answer it, because I can't remember what exactly is and isn't embargoed. But I know both Microsoft and Sony have sort of, and third parties, to be fair, have made a big deal about, over the course of the next generation, you'll be able to choose, well, pick and choose which parts of a game you download and which parts of a game you have installed. So while Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War might be 133 gigabytes, if you're only playing the multiplayer, that might half it potentially if you get rid of the campaign and zombies or whatever. And maybe that's what they're looking forward to kind of help alleviate the fact that this isn't a huge amount of storage at launch, because you can ultimately pick and choose much more than you can on the PlayStation 4, and you don't have those same limitations, I guess, because when it comes to me, the biggest frustration I have for playing games is when I'm not only finding the space to install like the actual disc itself, but reinstalling the patches that I need for like The Witcher 3 or, like I said, Grand Theft Auto, which can add up to a lot. And if you don't have a great internet speed, can take a long time to get actually in the game. So I wonder if for the PlayStation 5, if you have that option to maybe, you know, retain patches or a version of a game whilst downloading the raw data off the disc, whilst deleting that raw data, I mean, and then it's just a case of reinstalling that data from the disc and the patches are there ready to go. Mm-hmm. Like, options like that do alleviate it, I think. It's still not ideal, but I wonder if that's what they're kind of leaning on to be like, look, this isn't as bad as it looks. There are ways around it, you know?
There's hopefully ways around it. Like, in terms of embargo stuff, at the minute, like, the only example I got of that idea is what was already baked into Call of Duty Modern Warfare, like last year's one, and where I think it's the same on the PS4. It's definitely the case on the PS5. When you go to download it, it gives you a big list of exactly which components you want to download. That is the case on PS4, right? Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
It's a good point, Scott. I can't exactly
remember. I'm
pretty
sure it is, because I've deleted it and re-downloaded it to free up space and stuff. Like I said, it's definitely the case on the PS5, where you're picking, like, you know, campaign pack 1, 2, multiplayer pack, compatibility packs. And then you pick and choose what you want to install. I think that stuff could be a lot clearer in regards to, like, you know, I don't know if I need the compatibility pack or not. Like, what is it? Is it a compatibility between single and multiplayer? Is it compatibility networks, that matchmaking? Like, I have no idea. And so you kind of just install everything other than the campaign when I was going back to COD. But in regards to PS5 titles, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Astro, they just downloaded in one big chunk. I think it's like on the dev side to decide exactly how they're going to segment their games. And obviously in Spidey's case or Astro's case, or I've been playing Devil May Cry 5 as well, neither of them have segmentable chunks. Like, you can't really separate them, I guess. So it's kind of going to be on each individual title. But in regards to Call of Duty, this year's Call of Duty, maybe that'll be something that they launch with. But they have to be a lot clearer with exactly what you're installing and what you're not. Because if it's just single player pack, multiplayer pack, compatibility pack, like, you would just do everything to make sure it works, because it takes forever to download anyway.
I think clarity and communication is sort of key to these features, because I mean, we have seen Sony especially sort of tout features like, you know, the ability to play a game before it's fully finished downloading, which, whilst has been technically true, never worked the way you thought. Like, in terms of Call of Duty, you could boot up the menu early, but you couldn't go anywhere. You could maybe play one map if you were lucky. You could play an intro as Darth Vader on Star Wars. And I do feel like they need to be more clear about it, exactly how it works, and maybe advertise it on the machine itself a bit better. I don't know why I don't have it.
No, that's an incredibly good point. That whole promise of like, oh yeah, you can play it while it's downloading. Hardly any games did that in regards to actually getting past, like you said, the menu. Remember Mortal Kombat 10, you could play it while it's downloading, but you could do one fight between Scorpion and Sub-Zero on one level because that was all they could get at the start. Most stuff just comes up with, it's still installing or transferring or whatever, and you're just forced to wait. And you don't know whether to wait in the game or to wait back on the system level. That will be something that it's just going to come on a game-by-game basis. But either way, the PS5 storage is obviously, like, you know, could be a hell of a lot better. It kind of hinges a little bit on the optimization side of it. I'll say that in the entire review process, obviously just because of the amount of games that I was juggling, it totally worked. The SSD was lightning fast. There's all those, like, positives to it. But that file size is going to get filled up pretty damn quickly. You know, especially if the average PS5 game is as big as something like Call of Duty. So we'll keep an eye on it. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Is 667.2, I believe, gig good enough for you? Or whether it should be something a hell of a lot bigger? It is 0.2. Whether 667.2 gig is enough, or whether you expected something bigger. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.